Waynesboro is interviewing candidates for an appointment to the Borough Assembly this evening. And Skagway residents take first place in an international snow carving competition in Switzerland. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro Assembly meeting will be cut short tonight due to a winter storm warning. KHNS spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about how heavy snow is affecting the borough and the process for selecting a new assembly member.
The mayor has looked at the agenda, looked at the storm warnings, and determined that it would be best for us to take care of immediate business so that we can move forward. We will have a meeting. First, there's a COW, Committee of the Whole, at 5:30, where we will interview three applicants for the appointment to the assembly. Then at 6:30, the meeting will begin, as it always does, but the mayor will put a 7:30 end time on the meeting. So no matter where we are in the meeting, we will stop. Anything that we haven't taken care of will be postponed to another meeting. Primarily, though, many of the items are going to be put on the consent agenda, like introduction of ordinances and that sort of thing, and resolutions, things that are not necessarily controversial. The one action item that we will have tonight is to seat an assembly member, so that going forward we have, you know, a full assembly, and they can start reading the packet and, you know, taking care of business and involving themselves in the issues of the community.
And then, I mean, in terms of this process, so there have been a few people who submitted letters of interest.
There were three letters.
Well, I think there were four, but then one
withdrew.
You're right.
That is correct. Diana Lapham submitted and then withdrew. The ones that are outstanding now are Judge O'Gurner, Burl Sheldon, and Jerry Lapp.
How does this kind of interview process work? Is it just the assembly is kind of like a panel asking the applicant's questions? How can the public weigh in? How does this process work?
I think that right now I don't have a plan for that, and I actually didn't ask the mayor, but I think that we've been through this before, and I think that they will be interviewed by the assembly members. Possibly there will be a set of questions made up by the mayor and the assembly member. Possibly I could recommend that at 5:30 when the begins, you know, they can draft it so everybody gets asked the same questions. That would be polite anyway and informative. So that would be a good idea. And then it will just proceed, and hopefully it will come through, you know, who might be the best candidate for the times, and that will... A decision will be made, not during the COW. The decision gets made at the business meeting.
Is there a chance that they could not come to a decision tonight on who they want to select?
It will be an interesting issue because there are five members of the assembly that are functioning right now. And in order for anything to pass, there has to be four. So there has to be agreement among four people. So it might be controversial. It might not be. But they do have to have four people in agreement.
You know, locally, there's been a lot of snow. The plow crews have been working.
They're doing a great job
to keep the roads clear. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, you know, in terms of their strategy, kind of what are their priorities right now, and what are kind of some of the challenges facing our local crews to keep the roads clear?
Having enough sleep time and eat time so that they don't get overly fatigued. We do have, the borough has contracted with other companies in the area to help move the snow. The reason that we called it a public safety emergency was because the concern is for major arterials that are able to access emergency equipment. We have to have ambulances, we have to have fire trucks, we have to have police available. So when we go into emergency mode, that means that we keep our major arteries open and visibility for that to make them safe. So it takes more time, you know, to make something safe than just, you know, running your plow, you know, just making one rut, you know, down the middle of every road. We can't afford to do that. But of course, we get people that call and want to know when the neighborhood road's going to get plowed. Well, they're not. That neighborhood road is not going to get plowed if we can't get around, you know, Main Street and Third Avenue with good visibility and a passing lane, that sort of thing. And we need to have the sand on the road. So the priority for public works during the public safety emergency was to make sure that our major arterials were safe for emergency vehicles and emergency services.
That was Haynesboro Manager Deborah Schnabel. The Borough Assembly meets tonight at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can stream the meeting live at khns.org. A team of snow carvers from Skagway represented Alaska at the World Snow Festival in Grindelwald, Switzerland over the weekend. Teams from 9 different countries competed to see who could construct the best snow sculpture. Team Alaska took first place in both the juried selection and the People's Choice categories. Skagway residents Peter Lucchetti, Michael Yee, Ken Graham, and Philip Clark carved the winning sculpture. Team Alaska's carving depicted a camper trailer with a large bear bursting out of the backside. It was designed months in advance of the competition. Team member Philip Clark says the details on the inside of the trailer set it apart from other sculptures.
Almost hyper-detailing is a big part of the design. So hollowing out the trailer, we sort of discovered that negative space is put to good use, and doing the finishing touches on the inside really seems to make these sculptures pop.
Sculptures were judged based on 3 criteria: execution, artistic expression, and interpretation of the theme. The theme of this year's World Snow Festival was hospitality. Skagway has had a snow carving team for about 18 years. They regularly compete at events all over the world. This is the second time they have won the snow carving competition at the World Snow Festival in Grindelwald. Team Alaska's next competition is the Snow King International Snow Carving Competition in Yellowknife, Yukon, at the end of February. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.